Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Everyone has a melting point, that critical threshold when the pressure mounts and we start to derail. Our performance deteriorates and our composure crumbles. We can't stop ourselves from melting down, but we've all seen top executives, sports stars who seem to thrive under pressure. They seem to possess a higher melting point. Now a global performance coach who has worked with those executives and athletes who perform their best under pressure reveals the secret to their coolness, and he's with us on This Week in America. Dr. Christian Marcoli is a world-class expert on sustainable high performance, a global roster of executives and business leaders, market-leading brands, Olympic cool champions. Tennis icon Roger Federer honed his matchpoint coolness with the help of Dr. Marcoli. He began his career as a professional soccer player, earning his PhD in applied psychology at the University of Zurich, Switzerland. His company, Marcoli Executive Excellence, has an exceptional track record helping individuals, teams, entire organizations, including a global roster of Fortune 500 companies, accomplish peak performance and incomparable long-term success. A best-selling author, his newest, The Melting Point, How to Stay Cool and Sustain World-Class Business Performance, Dr. Christian Marcoli, joining us on This Week in America. Dr. Marcoli, great to have you with us on the program today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rick, for the invitation.
This is an excellent book and so much information there. And let's start basically when we're talking about a melting point. We sort of throw that term out there, but there actually is a point when we seem to sort of come unglued, isn't there?
Yeah, and this is exactly what I wanted to focus on and give guidance to people who are under immense intensity, who, you know, who need to perform day in, day out, long hours of work, make decisions. I found there is this ability to stay cool when it really comes down to it. One of the most important things that, you know, leaders and executives and top corporate performers need to achieve.
You know, it's interesting, as you're reading the book, you're finding out that there is something we can do about it. You almost think these people who handle pressure better were born with that. And you say, no, that's really not the case.
Yeah. And that's a misconception I often find when talking to leaders and people, you know, say, you're just a cool guy and you can handle a lot. And there is something about this, yes, and we all have our, I call this our basic psychological constitution, which, you know, some of us, of course, can withstand more pressures than others. But most of that is learned and most of that is, you know, built up through very specific experiences that we then can use to build up our coolness.
We're talking about the new book, The Melting Point, How to Stay Cool and Sustain World-Class Business Performance. Dr. Christian Marcoli, the author, our guest on This Week in America. I mentioned Roger Federer, who came to you early in his career, and it was obvious he possessed great talent on the court. Talk a little bit about what you did for him and how he evolved to be able to almost, you can sort of see a smile on his face when, you know, the pressure is notched up a little bit as he's out there performing.
Yeah. Roger has been, you know, so amazing, not only when he won the great title, but he's such a great personality and a great athlete. And he started to reach out to me when he was, you know, just entering the ATP Tour. So he was already aware that if he wants to become a champion, it really needs that coolness when matches are tight and it goes down to the match point or the opponent has a match point. And basically asked me to help and support to build up that coolness in a very systematic way. So he's an example where most people say, you know, he's so relaxed and he's so cool and he must have this in him. Well, I can tell you this is something he has worked hard for and he's achieved at a relatively early stage of his career, which then allowed him to be successful over the last 15, 20 years like no one did.
Something you talk about in the book, The Melting Point, and you talk about it in the case of Roger Federer, is this playfulness. And as I'm reading, I can visualize him out there, again, almost with that smile on his face, the playfulness. Talk about that and the role that plays in actually raising the melting point.
Well, look, we all have our styles and the way we produce performance and how we deliver the stuff we have to deliver. And I find top-performing people, and it's not only athletes, but with athletes you can observe it because they're on TV or live in the stadium, so it's a great arena to watch. But it's not only athletes, it's all of us who need, you know, who want and need to deliver top performance. We have that moment where we realize we're too tense and we're too tight. And I call this, you know, just the stage of being obsessed with what we produce. And when you're in that stage, you start to be tight and you start to feel that inner anxiety. And ultimately, we still can deliver in such a way, but it's not enjoyable and it's not fun. And I argue it's not sustainable either. So moving that, you know, degree of passion into a level of performance, which is what I call playful, is the thing that great performers need to achieve in order to make top performance sustainable.
I mentioned the athletes, yes, and Roger Federer. You bring up an excellent point. There are so many people that can learn from reading the melting point. You talk about musicians, you talk about artists, you talk about politicians. Certainly military leaders fall in that category where they need to be able to adjust that melting point. And just in a family situation, it's imperative for all of us to raise that melting point from time to time as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right, Rick. I mean, look, all of us know when we're in intense, busy day, long working days, you know, 10, 12, 14 hours, and we kind of focus and we stay in control and we have tough moments that we have to overcome. And then all of a sudden we get home and there's, you know, home is still to me a performance arena. It's a different performance arena. And some people smile when they hear me talk about that, right? But I always tell my clients and the leaders I work with, say, hey, where's the difference between making a difference at work versus making a difference at home? People at home also deserve you in good shape, and people also deserve you to make good decisions and give guidance, etc., right? And that has often the implications that as leaders and performers, you kind of understand that I don't only have one performance arena, which is the job, but actually I have several performance arenas where I have to be good, I have to stay in control, have to keep, have to keep composed in order to make an impact. And if you look at your life from that perspective, it's a more comprehensive, holistic perspective, then everything starts to change because you can't give 100% and be exhausted at the end of a long working day and then think you can come home and just recharge your batteries. You really have to start to perform with a little bit of reserves at work, so that when you have a normal day, you come home and you still have some energy left to spend with your loved ones.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You talk about this is very important from a business standpoint in being a team member, being there and leading the team, being a valuable part of the team. And you refer to the family basically as a team. You need to be a good team member of the family team as well.
Look, this is absolutely what I think. To keep families functional, it takes the same qualities, right? It takes a desire to make the family a great place, right? It doesn't come for free, so it comes with work. You need as a team member and as a family member, you need to have the humbleness that it's not only about you; that other people also have something, to say and then have their place. And then you have to make the right choices and the right decisions. And that requires a certain amount of energy, right? So that you can actually have at both places in your work teams and that in your families, you have the mindset and the energy to make the right decisions at the right moment.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program is Dr. Christian Marcolli. That's Marcolli. His website is marcolli.com. The book is The Melting Point, How to Stay Cool and Sustain World-Class Business Performance. It's available wherever books are sold. In the book, and these are based on accounts from top performers in a number of fields. So it's actually, you go out and you find out what actually has worked for people, not just yourself, but people in the real world. And you've got five keys to raising the melting point to keep our cool and perform our best. One that we just talked about was make room for your life. You start with define who you are, your core values. Why is that so important in adjusting the melting point?
Well, Greg, one thing is clear for all of us. The world has never been so fast changing. There's never been so many different demands placed on us, right? Technology is one reason for that, but there's other developments that's currently happening in business that put a lot of demands on us. And when there is, sometimes there's ambiguity and sometimes there's uncertainty and sometimes there's no clear answer to the questions you have to answer, right? And if there's no clarity in what the right answer is, you need to be very clear on what you stand for and who you are, because that ultimately will be the only frame of reference that stays stable. And I'm not saying your values are not changing over time, but I think creating the clear awareness of what's important to you and what you stand for must be the ultimate frame of reference for making a difficult decision.
It's interesting you talk about the importance of being centered and writing down your purpose and values, and even spending a few minutes every day before you go into work and sort of go through those to know who you are. Another key you talk about is prepare for the tough moments. We know they're going to come, and you talk about preparation is really important.
Yeah, preparation is super important, and this is where we can learn a lot from athletes. But, you know, I always tell my clients, the corporate clients, it's not only that you prepare for your performance. That's one thing, and you almost say that it's a permission to play that you do that on a high level. But there's another preparation that I find very important, which is preparing for the worst case, preparing for scenarios when things do not go well, so that you can actually have mentally already been there and it doesn't stress you to the degree where you start to lose your control. So preparation to me, Rick, does not only mean having an optimal scenario in mind, it really means that you're ready for the non-optimal scenarios.
So intensity is going to happen. We have to be able to deal with that. Adversity, you're saying, is going to happen. And we need to be prepared to shift into that mode as well.
Yeah. And this is where I have the biggest respect for performance. You know, if things go well, and we all have those days, you know, you go into an important meeting or you have an important presentation to make. And sometimes we just feel this is my day. You know, everything's going well, everything's perfect the way we've prepared. That's not the hardest thing. The hardest thing is, how do you stay in there and hang in there and do a great job when things are not going the way you have in, you know, hoped for? And I think that to me is an even bigger performance.
So when it's going well, it's fairly, I don't want to say it's too simple, but you can go through it because things are going well. If your microphone goes out in a presentation or your PowerPoint is out of order, that sort of separates the people with the high melting point from the low melting point.
Yeah. Or the people you present to respond completely different than you were hoping for. You
know? Well, exactly.
You get bad comments or you get, you know, difficult questions that you would never have hoped that they would come up, you know. But I think, you know, if you're a true performer, you kind of need to play that out before you go in so that you know when it happens, you're still able to bring your point across.
You talk about the other tips, budgeting your energy and disconnect for better sleep. Let's first of all talk about budget your energy. We seem to be going in a 24/7 world. Talk about the importance of energy, because you almost feel like if I have too much energy, I must be doing something wrong. I should be tired because I'm working all the time.
Well, in that case, Greg, you love your job, and that's a good sign, right? If you feel good even after a long day, it's a good sign, because it just shows that you found your passion and you made your passion your job. Which is one of the biggest gifts I find you can do to yourself. No, independent from that, you know, there's still the fact that if we're intent and we give our best, there is a big danger that we do too much of that during the workday, and then we are exhausted, and then we have no energy left, and then we leave work, and you know, we talked about this before. You come home and you're just exhausted and tired. And I find this one of the biggest problems for top performers, for top corporate performers, because then everything else than work and seems to become difficult over time. This is not a one-timer, one-nighter, you're tired. Don't get me wrong. You know, this is normal. But if the pattern is that it's 100% at work, and then I recharge my batteries at home or outside of work, you will soon find people who are not, you know, outside of work who do not appreciate that. And over time, you're not a fun guy to be with.
And we've got a few minutes left in the program. I mentioned the sleep aspect of it. For many people, we really don't know when work ends because we go home, we're constantly checking emails, we're online doing something, we take our smartphones to bed with us. Talk about the importance of sleep, because if you can get by on 5-6 hours of sleep, it's almost a badge of honor for some people.
Well, I go more than 5 to 6 hours. Most of us need 7 to 8 hours. And with the people I work with, and if you really have, you know, busy jobs, as most of us have, 7 hours is the minimum. And I'm really, as a performance coach, this is one of the things where I don't compromise with my clients. The problem of sleep, there's two problems I find with sleep. One is, do you have a good ritual that tells your mind and body it's now time to go to sleep? Most of the people I work with check emails until the last minute and before they go to bed.
Yes.
They're fully, you know, that their full focus is there, and then they're not tired, which is clear because they have the anxiety of responding to emails. Plus the fact that the devices have a backlight has a negative effect on the production of the melatonin, which, you know, doesn't help us fall asleep. And then the worst that you can do, really, Rick, is take your device in your bedroom. Because if you cannot fall asleep well, and then you start to surf in the internet, or when you wake up, you check other emails, it's a negative spiral, right? And then you wake up in the morning with maybe 4 or 5 hours of, you know, solid sleep. It's not enough. It's simply not enough. Over time, it wears us out. So protecting the sleep by disconnecting before going to bed, plus having all the devices outside of the bedroom, is something where I would strongly recommend.
Minute or so left, and it's so important, and as you're reading the book, The Melting Point, you realize the impact. If we have a low melting point, it's not only harmful to us, but to those people around us at work, in a team situation. We mentioned at home that everybody can pick up on the tenseness that you have, the irritability that you may have. It's really impactful on people around you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and this is where I appeal to performers to be fundamentally out there and bring positive energy to other people, right? I think we all have to have that ambition, of course, to be successful. I understand that, and we all want to win, and that's good. But there's another component, which is, you know, do I have a positive impact on other people? If people leave the office fundamentally, have I made a positive impact? If in my family, have I made a positive impact on the people? It's to me something that good leaders have on high in their agenda. So managing my own melting point and, you know, having my own composure and don't be too tense or start to freak out if something goes wrong has a massive impact on that.
We all have a melting point. The good news is there are things that we can do. Outlined in the book, The Melting Point, How to Stay Cool and Sustain World-Class Business Performance to Raise That Melting Point. The book is available all across the country. Our guest is the author, Dr. Christian Marcolli, M-A-R-C-O-L-L-I. His website is marcolli.com. The book is available, as I say, all around the country. You can get information on the book and Dr. Marcolli's website by going and link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A fascinating book. I really enjoyed having a chance to read it and to talk about it on the program. Dr. Marcolli, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to This Week in America. Guest on the program, Dr. Christian Marcolli, author of the book, The Melting Point, How to Stay Cool and Sustain World-Class Business Performance. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.